Hello, we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin in California.
Odile Morgan.
And Sam's not here, because she's a loser. We have little patience.
We don't wait. We don't wait. You're not on the call.
Yep. Alright, so, it's been like 2 weeks. How are you?
I'm good. Just trying to find a new job, trying to pay rent, trying to adult, trying to go grocery shopping.
Adulting is the worst.
I know, but it's my life now.
I spent so much money at Costco over the weekend.
I'm sure you did.
I know.
Costco is an amazing place, though.
It really is. It was very fun. Very exciting adventure.
Oh, I'm sure. We have a place like that up here. It's called Winco, but it's not entirely like Costco because you can still buy stuff pretty cheap in massive bulk, but it's not like Costco proportions, and it's not like they have random stuff. Sorry. One bleep for Odile.
All right. Well, that's good. Yeah, I've been going to school. Classes have started, and it is still very hot here. So I am ready for fall weather so I can drink chai lattes and wear yoga pants and Uggs every day. We are not quite at that weather yet. It's like 97 degrees outside, and no. I don't like it. I want it to be fall. Okay, so let's get going to Fangirl News. That was my Sam impersonation. It was really bad. So, first up, lots of shows are back on the television. Yeah. Grey's Anatomy's back. Once Upon a Time is back. Younger, which is like one of my favorite shows, that's back on to this week. What else came back? There's probably a bunch. Oh, Modern Family's back. Lots of shows are back. Have we been watching the premieres? Odile, are you caught up? Are you watching Grey's?
I don't have TV.
Oh, you are missing out.
I know. I'm watching what I can on the Hulu.
Yeah.
So I've watched been... like Scream Queens and that kind of stuff. But
oh, Scream Queens! I forgot about Scream Queens.
So good.
So good. I'm really enjoying this season. Yeah, I have been able to watch some stuff live because my roommates have a TV in the living room and we have like the antennas on it, so I can get the like very basic channels like NBC, Fox, ABC, CBS. So I was able
which
to watch
which is where all the good shows are anyways.
Which is where all the good shows are that I can't stream live on like on my parents' Xfinity account. So I've usually been watching stuff like the next day on my parents' Xfinity account, or I can stream some stuff live through Xfinity, but it's been really nice having a TV where I can, although the TV's kind of old and the picture quality's not super great, it comes in pretty well, and I'm able to watch, like, I was able to watch Once Upon a Time live with my roommates who are all big Once Upon a Time fans, and I was able to watch Grey's Anatomy live, so that's been fun. So, I really enjoyed the Once Upon a Time premiere, in case anyone was wondering. 2 thumbs up. I freaked out with the twist with Belle and Rumple. Just throwing that out there.
Well, I'll ask you later because I don't want to ruin it for anyone.
Yeah, spoilers for people. But there was a moment in the episode where something happens between Belle and Rumple, and I was freaking out. Like, I was very much, I was not expecting it and freaking out. My roommates can tell you. I was like, what? Okay. But I am really excited for the season of Once Upon a Time. I think it's going to be a good time. So, next up, or do you have any other shows you want to add, Odile? Are you catching up still?
I mean,
any new shows you've been watching?
I'm trying to think. No, not really. I mean, I guess I've been watching some of The Last Man on Earth, but I'm not very caught up on it at all. I'm catching up on Scream Queens as it comes out onto Hulu. I'm really sad I'm missing American Horror Story. I'm still a season behind.
Oh, no.
now maybe two seasons because I still haven't even watched Hotel.
Well, each season's a different arc, so it's not
I
like... know,
but I mean, I still want to be able to watch them, and I mean, I just have to wait for Hotel to come out on Netflix.
I'm sure it will soon.
End of October, or sometime in October.
Oh, okay. All right.
Halloween is fine.
So, next order of business. Y'all are probably expecting us to talk about this. So, it was announced on Friday that Class, the Doctor Who spinoff, which we've been talking about every week, because that's the only Doctor Who news we've been getting, will premiere on October 22nd. But before you all get excited, it's only premiering on October 22nd in the UK, and I recently learned today, Canada. But good old US of A will not be getting it until the spring of 2017. It'll be premiering back-to-back with Doctor Who, which will probably be premiering in April. So, you know what that means? The rest of the world is seeing the show before we can in America. And I think that is the stupidest move, and BBC America is co-producing this, and I am just like, it just seems like a really dumb business move. I'm just very upset about this. So, this means we have to go through more nefarious means of watching Class.
As usual.
With all of the rest of the world. I do not condone any type of illegal activity. But, you know, do what you gotta do. If you want to watch it with the rest of the world. So, I'll keep everyone posted on how I end up watching Class. But right now, I have no idea.
Yes, we shall see.
Yeah. What do you think, Odile? Are you mad about this too, or am I just like...
I mean, I wasn't going to have a way to watch it even if it's on TV, and it would have to be nefarious, so like... Either way.
So you're just like, whatever, I was going to pirate this anyway.
I was going to have to get it legally too, so.
I'm just really disappointed in BBC America for making this decision, especially because they're co-producing it, making this decision. And like,
was a BBC America thing, though?
Well, it's a BBC Three, which is an online network now. It used to be a channel. And it's BBC Three co-produced by, it's like BBC Worldwide and BBC America are producing it. But yet, BBC America shelled out a lot of money for this show. Like, does BBC America not realize that the internet exists? The spoilers for the show are going to be everywhere. Everyone's going to already know what happens. Like, they're not going to get a good viewer turnout if they wait this long.
Yeah.
I'm going to want to watch it as soon as it comes out because I don't want to have to sit around for 6 months trying to avoid spoilers or however many months. I don't want to, you know, avoid Tumblr or whatever because I listen to a lot of Doctor Who podcasts and I follow a lot of Doctor Who things and I don't want to have to avoid them for however many months until Doctor Who comes back. So, those are my thoughts on that. Watch the show, like, not even be good.
Yeah, I mean, we'll
like, go through all of this, like, waiting and anticipation, and, like, it's horrible. I don't think it will be. I think it'll be pretty good, but... Also, the Class trailer that we talked about last week, it was not real. It was fan-made. That's been confirmed. And now I'm kind of bummed, because it was a good trailer. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, what? The fan is very loud.
What?
Your fan is very loud.
It's the air conditioning.
That's.
I turned off the fan.
Well, the air conditioning is extremely loud.
I know it is. I have to filter it out when I edit.
Very fun. Continuing on.
Yeah.
My little bit of info that I'm too busy to actually look these things up. But the little info I was able to find, apparently on demand right now, you can watch Star Wars for free. All of them. They have them all for free
right now.
Yeah, all of them.
on, like, Comcast On Demand? Just, like, generally? Like, all the things?
I think it's just on, like, Comcast or Dish. I'm not exactly sure, but I was talking to a friend and they looked and they're like, what? Oh my god, it's all on demand.
Now like, I need to right check now. This.
So, double check with your TV provider, but for some, it is fully available and free. So, you should nice. Definitely watch it.
That is good to know. I kind of want to binge watch that now. That might be my weekends, even though I'm already behind on homework.
Well, I mean, who cares? Homework's
homework. Homework. Who cares about reading and midterms?
Doesn't matter.
All right. That is interesting. I am excited to watch that. The new Fantastic Beasts trailer came out.
Whee!
And it looks so good. It looks so, like, magical and fantastical. And the outfits are look awesome. And it's all, like, period piece. And I love it already. I am very much looking forward to it.
And what about you? An awesome actor, too.
Yeah, and Eddie Redmayne is incredible.
Fantastic.
Obviously. So I'm, like, 90% of why I'm excited to see it is because of him. Not gonna lie. Because I'm not the biggest Harry Potter fan. I didn't, like, was never a big fangirl of it, so. But I'm actually very excited to see this movie.
Well, me and my roommates have talked about binging Harry Potter all one day, so. We'll get there eventually.
Oh my
probably
goodness.
Beforehand, but it's gonna be awesome.
Yes. I'm excited. My roommates and I are all gonna go see it together, probably, on opening night, so. Okay, next item of business. It was announced, I believe, today or yesterday that there's going to be a live-action Lion King by the same people that did the live-action version of The Jungle Book, which is interesting. Okay. And I'm wondering how they're going to do this. I did not see The Jungle Book as of yet. I am sure I will eventually when it goes on Netflix or on demand, but this is interesting to me. Lion King is, like, very... Everyone loves Lion King. It's one of those movies that, like, everyone loves. So this is going to be interesting to see. I'm just, like, fascinated to see how they do this live action.
Well, I mean, it was interesting to see how they did Jungle Book. And Jungle Book was... all the animals were CGI.
Yeah.
But they looked really real life. And all the sets were mostly... Yeah, I mean, they're, like, certain... things that were actually real and anything that involved the boy was real. So I can only imagine that it will be fully CGI.
Yeah, because there's no humans in The Lion King.
Very realistic.
I would assume it would be all CGI, but there's no people in it, so it'll be really...
It's fully CGI, but I think, like, beautiful, like, real shots of probably the safari.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, all of this really real stuff, but with these fake animals.
And it'll probably
be... really interesting.
It'll probably be years and years before we see it come into fruition, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's gonna take years to create... Well, I mean, depends on how quickly they can create all those animals, but chances are it's gonna be a good 2 years.
Maybe more.
Maybe more. Depends on how good.
Yeah. Okay. So are we looking forward to that? Yes, no?
Yes,
we'll see.
Very much so.
Me too. All right. I guess, do we have any more news we would like to add? Did anything breaking news come in?
Trump lost his...
Should we talk about the debate a little? Caitlin's political corner?
Not really. We're just...
Did you watch the debate? Should we just say if we watched it?
I didn't watch it. I watched highlights of it. I don't have TV. And I didn't think about streaming it until afterwards. But yes, very much just kind of paying attention to how Trump would go back on everything he said. Mm-hmm. And then I watched the video where they like all the things he said he never said. And then they showed like video clips of him actually saying it. So I was like, yeah, that's cool. Like, great job, Trump. And that's about it.
I watched the full thing. And it was fascinating to watch. Like, if you were just interested in how people interact with other people, watching those debates is really interesting. Because, yeah, he interrupts a lot, and he talks over Hillary a lot, and it was just kind of fascinating to, even if you're not interested in politics, if you're interested in, like, public speaking or debate or sociology, I recommend watching the debates. They're interesting. So. Okay.
Shall we get on to our main topic?
Yes.
Topic.
You can do it. Hold on.
Okay. Well, wait. Our topic week.
Sorry, my roommate came through the room. She just left. Okay, go.
The topic is fan fiction.
Yes.
I love it.
Same.
Well, I loved it a lot more when I was more of a teen, but
should we talk about our fan fiction journey?
Yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, I was the one that started it all.
Yeah, so Odile got me into it.
Yes.
So, Odile, would you like to start then?
Yes.
How'd you get into it?
I was in high school, probably a freshman in high school, and I was in Girl Scouts, and there was an older girl named Clara, and she was really into Twilight, too, and so, like, we kind of connected over that, and she was just kind of awesome, and she gave me this album once by a band called The Cullens, and it was, like, all of the songs about Twilight, and it was, like, bad. Do you remember that? I think I shared it with you.
I don't know, but I do remember when Twilight bands were a thing.
Okay. It was awesome, and it was, like, really bad singing, and the music was good, but, like, the singing was absolutely terrible. But it was really funny, and so she was kind of, like, my connection, and she was like, oh, you know, you should, like, read this story, and I was like, what is it? And she was, like, describing it to me, and I was like, what do you mean? Like, she's like, oh, it's, like, fan write, like, this stuff. She's like, look it up on fan fiction. And she was like, you should read this. And so I did, and then I was reading a lot of it, and I was trying to sneak it around my parents, because they were like, no, because, like, some of this stuff can be really M-rated and, like, really bad. And I was only, like, 13 or 14, so, like, they were like, no, you can't read it. And I was like, well, I'm going to read it anyways. And then I, like, later on, like, a year later or something, I was like, Caitlin, you should really read this story. And she was kind of like, you know, I don't like when they, like, do non-canon, so, like, couples and, like, that kind of stuff. Oh, or, like, she started with, like, continuation stories.
Yes.
Like,
Caitlin.
Maybe Caitlin couldn't handle, like, people's interpretation.
Yep.
It has, like, this is what happens afterwards.
I love how you remember that.
Oh, yeah, because you complained to me for so long about it.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, okay, well, you're not going to like any of the stories I like then.
Yeah. Odile would read a lot of AU alternate universe, like, mafia fics, I remember.
There was a lot of that, and then there was, like, a lot of, like, set in, like, medieval times for some reason.
Oh, I've read a few of those. Yeah, those are fun.
And I read one, and I still, like, think about it sometimes, and I don't remember what it was called, and I didn't save it because I didn't have an account at the time, and I miss it so badly. It was this awesome, awesome story that, like, totally took a turn. And
so the Twilight one?
Yes, it was a Twilight one, and it was, like, Bella or whatever ran away, or it was, like, it ended, and it was a continuation of, like, after they break up, but, like, he never came back. And it was, like, she met Jasper or something again. But
oh,
then,
I've read that. I think I know what you're talking about.
But it was weird.
Is it the one where she falls in love with Jasper?
Well, there's many where she falls in love with
Jasper. That's true. That was very specific.
Anyways, she falls in love with Jasper. And he turns out to be, he's not just a vampire, he's the devil's son.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I love that story so much. And so then he's a demon, technically. And
oh, yeah, you were obsessed with that story. I
love that story. And I can't find it for the life of me. I don't know what to look up. And I really want to read it again. but I can't find it.
I can help you, girl. We'll find it.
Because I loved that story so much. It was so good because you never, like, you just thought he was a vampire the entire time, and then he's like, oh, wait, he's a demon, and then he turned Bella into a demon more than just a vampire. Oh, and it was just, it was awesome. Awesome story.
Yeah, like Adele said, she was the one who got me into it. Like, it was in my, like, sophomore year of high school, near the end, where I really started getting into it, and I was reading mostly continuation stories of, like, what happened from Twilight, of, like, what happened after Breaking Dawn, and I, like, refused to read any alternate universe stories. And then Odile was like, what are you doing? That's where all the good stories are. And I was
like, yeah, because you just know the writers who don't know how to write, kind of.
Yeah, it seems like the teenagers write the continuation stories and the adults write the AUs. At least in my experience, and all of the good stories are written by British people. Is another thing you find when you read a lot of fan fiction. Maybe that's just me.
I think it's, yeah, the more you read, like, the more better you find, because when you first start, like, they're never that good at all.
That's so true. And then you start to know what to look for.
Yeah, you start to, like, you read, like, the introductions or whatever, and then you're like, oh, if they can't, like, I don't know, the ones that have, like, the characters, like, talking to the writer in, like, the, like, little, like, author's notes.
Mm-hmm.
Tend to be pretty bad.
If they say, sorry, the summary sucks, it's probably a bad story.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's more like if it's, like, where they're, like, oh, like, they pretend that, like, they're with the characters, and, like, the characters
oh, yeah, no, I can't do those.
And they're like, oh, Jasper was talking to me or whatever. He's, like, sorry for her, sorry for what she said. Like, it's really not her story or something, and that I don't like those because they never end up well. Like, they just...
Yeah.
They go wrong somewhere.
So, after it took me a solid, like, 2 years to stop reading continuation stories and to, like, actually read AUs. And then I got really into reading AUs.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, all I would read. I would read... I never really got into the Mafia ones, and that was, like, all Odile read for a while, but I did read a lot of the, like, Princess and Prince ones. I also liked the ones where Belle and Edward were, like, parents. I thought those ones were really cute. Yeah. I read so many baby fics, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I remember there was one that was called Bikes, or Makeup, Motorcycles, and Baby Blues or something. And it was, like, a Bella and Emmett one, and it was so good, but they took it off the site.
Oh, no!
And I'm so sad, because I look for it, and they don't have it. It makes me so sad!
Did you... You read most of yours on fanfiction, right? Fanfiction.net?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I started out with fanfiction.net, and then I ended up, once I got, like, near the end of high school, and once I was in college, I started reading mostly... on AO3, Archive of Our Own. So now I read on AO3 and fanfiction.net. I switch around.
Fanfiction.net is very classic, but...
It's classic.
They go through phases where they take down a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that was always the problem.
It starts recording it, and then, so then they take it down, and so then people, the authors get mad, and they'll move to other sites, and they'll be like, hey, I'm not gonna write this story on the site anymore.
But I found... that most of the, like, a lot of the other sites for fanfiction that, like, aren't AO3 or fanfiction.net aren't very good.
Like, no, they're not. Hence
they
why
all
people
are
go back, but...
horrible. That's why I've tried reading on other sites, but I just, like, a lot of people like to read on Wattpad. I don't like Wattpad at all. There's a bunch of other, like, smaller sites, but... Fanfiction.net is, like, the classic site, but I like AO3 because it lets you search under specific tags and under specific ships. So if you wanted a story about travel between, you know, Bella and Jasper and their couple, you could do that. You could find a story about, like, specifically about that. So mm-hmm. it's, there aren't as many stories on it, though.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So should we, okay, so I have my fanfiction account up on my phone right now. So I thought I would go to the past and look and see what stories I have saved on my favorites.
I have so many stories saved, and I get so many notifications still because there are all stories that are still, like, a lot of them are still continuing right now, which is kind of insane, but...
So, my first... The first big series that I read for fanfiction, which was kind of got me into it, which was a continuation after Breaking Dawn, was Bella Nessie Cullen's Renesmee's teenage story, and then it goes to Renesmee's Forever, and then it goes, there's like seven of them, and then it's like Renesmee's Forever After, and now there's like another one. There's a lot. She's been writing this for as long as I've been reading fanfiction, for the past like 6 years. So that was what, like, the first thing I got into, and then the next big series was, okay, this is the series by Gempire. It's like Gem and then like vampire. So her mm-hmm. series is about Bella and Jacob's daughter, and it's really interesting. So if you want to read that, there's like nine of them. But they're kind of slow. But my favorite, I'm gonna see if I can remember what my favorite one is. I do have a favorite. I really like Parenthetical Love by Lyrical Chris. It's really good on fanfiction.net. These are all fanfiction.net. I never got into Twilight fanfiction on AO3. Little Butterfly, that one's good. Okay, Art After Five is really good. It's like a universe, but there's only like three stories. So they do it, it's an alternate universe about a teacher, and Belle's the teacher and Edward's a student, and they get together, which is like kind of weird.
Of course.
And then they have his version of it called Counterpoints. You can read both of them if you're so inclined. A Child of the Night, that one's really good. It's another Twilight one. And then I started getting into Doctor Who fanfiction. And if you want to know what my all-time favorite Doctor Who fanfiction is, I will tell you. Because I'm currently rereading it. Because I'm a dork. My all-time favorite Doctor Who fanfiction is on AO3. And it is called Love Me Like You Mean It. And it is a, surprise, surprise, 12 Clarific.
Oh my goodness.
And it takes place in like the 50s and 60s, and it's a diner alternate universe, but there's a twist at the end that,
of course there is,
it's by Dream Eater, but her username is like lowercase x, uppercase x, Dream Eater, uppercase x, lowercase x, and it's so good, and there's a twist at the end. And when I first read it last year, I was kind of up late reading it, and then I got so sucked into it, I was up, like, very late reading it. And when the twist came, I was, like, freaking out. And I was trying not to be loud, because it was, like, 1 a.m. in the morning. But the twist got me. So, it's really good. Like, it's rated E, though, so just a warning if you don't want any smut. That one's real good. Do you have any other recommendations? Sorry, I'm just, like, listing bunches of stuff.
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's an author named Twilight Obsessed that's really good. I like some of the Harry Potter ones. There's a series by Little Bluebird or something, I think is the name of the author. Is the author, maybe it's the name of one of the stories. But it's basically, like, continuation stories for all the people who are, like, behind-the-scenes stories. So, like, what happens to Remus and, what's her name? Oh, why do I just forget her name? The wife. while they're not around Harry Potter while he's having his adventures during the last book and like that, or like their love story and how they come to have Teddy, and like, and then it's continuation stories with all of his kid, with all of Harry Potter's kids, and like Ron and Hermione's story after they end Hogwarts. And so it's kind of like, it, I liked it a lot because there's a whole bunch of them that kind of fit in together and they all like mashed together, and there's like 12 of them so far, and I love them all. They're so good.
Cool. Some of those series are fun to read when there's like a whole bunch of them, but you just have to be prepared for like a lot of reading.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, there's a lot of them. There's some pretty good ones.
Okay, let's start with our recommendations. So, for music and all media, not TV, but other media. Because I'm awesome at this, obviously. I would like to recommend...
I want to recommend the playlist.
My recommendations. Smoke of the Sun on Spotify. It's a playlist. It's awesome. It's really cool. I like it a lot.
Nice. Okay, my recommendation is also a musical thing. So, Idina Menzel, who is my queen... And we all know her. We all love her. Well, we don't know her. I don't think any of us have ever met her. But anyway, so she has a new album out called Idina, lowercase, with a period at the end. It's just Idina. And it is pretty good. I have been listening to it quite a lot. Recommend. There's like two songs I don't really like that much, but I like pretty much every other song on it. I really like the song Small World. That one's my favorite.
Very nice.
Your next thing?
Yes. My next thing is Scream Queen.
Yeah, so good.
I love it with passion. It's awesome. That's my recommendation.
And this season has Taylor Lautner and John Stamos.
Which is probably why I love it so much. Like, it's awesome.
Like, if you need even more of an incentive to watch it, they're on it. And are shirtless frequently, and it's great. my recommendation is also a TV show. This is a new show that they've been advertising way too much. It's the show This Is Us. It's on NBC. And I am really enjoying it. It has Mandy Moore and that guy from Gilmore Girls that played Jess, whose name I cannot pronounce.
Whee!
Yeah, it's really good. I watched the first episode kind of going like, oh, I really love Mandy Moore, which is like why I wanted to watch it. But yeah. I watched the first episode not going into it, expecting much. And then it kind of has a little twist to it. So once I ended the episode, I was like, oh my gosh, that was so good. I am so excited to watch it next week. So I haven't watched this week's episode yet, but so far I really, really like it. So I highly recommend that. It's kind of a family drama, so if you're interested in like family dynamics. And it was created by the same people who wrote the show Parenthood, which I've never seen, but I know is also kind of like a family drama that was like highly emotional. So this is kind of in that same genre, but it's a little bit different because it's about the different generations of this one family. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be really good. And I kind of love those family dramas. Like, Brothers and Sisters was one of my favorite TV shows when it was on air. So this kind of feels like that. So highly recommend. Go check it out.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
10 out of 10 would recommend. At least based on the first episode. All right, do we have anything else? Any other recommendations?
No, I think that's about it. Oh my god, I think I found it.
You found it? Odile just found the fanfiction.
I found it.
What is it called?
The Demon's Mate.
The Demon's Mate. You heard it here, folks. Odile's favorite fanfic.
Yeah.
You found it. Wow.
It's like someone like downloaded it as a doc.
Nice. Document. Where is it? Where did you find it?
It's called Doctroid, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to download it because I want to have this in my life. but like,
was it on someone's website?
I don't know whose website this is. Someone copied it.
Well, we will try to figure out if we can include the link on our Twitter. If you can get a link. I will
post it on Twitter.
Okay, Abdiel's gonna post it on Twitter.
Actually, I don't even know if I'm logging for Twitter anymore. I'll figure it out.
We'll figure out how to let you guys know.
You guys could read this story. I love it so much.
Wow, that was a shocking turn of events at the end of this episode.
I didn't expect to find it. Okay, let's end this now before I, like, scream any more than I already have.
We gotta let Odile go so she can read the whole fanfiction one night.
I'll update you guys next week.
Oh, you'll have it read by
27 pages. Oh, for sure.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode 17. Please follow us on Twitter at Morons Podcast. And at Instagram, I believe also at Morons Podcast. Usually Sam does this part.
And Facebook.
And Facebook at Morons Who Try to Talk Good. This has been Caitlin, California.
Odile in Oregon.
And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.